You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Gripped.
So you're very welcome to our Gospel Reflections here from St. Mary's Pope's Quay in Cork. Father Marius, is there a meal that sticks out in your memory?
Tough question this time of the morning. I suppose, yeah, well, lots of them. I mean, meals are great times, you know, to share and have great conversation and enjoy food. God has given us a palate for a reason. I think we should enjoy our food. I suppose Christmas, you know, lunch, really, I suppose that's the abiding memory for me in my life so far, that, you know, just getting the family together and celebrating Christmas. I lived in Italy for a while, and one thing I noticed there was on feast days, they really go out and you know, really celebrate. We should, you know, engage in times of fasting and penance that the church recommends for us, but also we should really celebrate during the feast days, and Christmas is obviously one of those times. But we've so many solemnities throughout the year and great times to celebrate. But meals are important, I think. You know, it's good that we, you know, in this age especially of technology, when everyone is kind of, you know, you see people sitting together in a restaurant and they're all on their phones. It's very important that we have meals together and have conversation, spend time together.
Absolutely. And our Lord 2000 years ago, and no exception there, obviously, as we know from the Gospels, he spent some time at meals, invited to meals by various different parties. The Gospel of Luke in particular, we find many examples, the most examples in fact, of our Lord at supper. Right at the start of the Gospel, we have there in Luke 4, and we know that our Lord heals Peter's mother-in-law, and then she serves them up a meal. Luke 5, we have that famous scene of the call to conversion of Levi. We take that as Matthew, the apostle, and there's our Lord associating with sinners, and so scandalizing many. He's there with the sinners, yeah, with Matthew and the tax collectors, and calling him to conversion, which he does. And then Luke 7, we have that beautiful scene, and the Pharisee, in this case, who invited our Lord to sup with him, appears to be a friend, a good friend. Then we have the sinful woman who comes in and anoints the feet of our Lord, and he forgives her sins. Luke 9, one of the only passages that appears in all the Gospels, the feeding of the many, the feeding of the 5,000. Luke 10, we have again our Lord in the context of a meal. We have that lovely scene of Mary and Martha, our Lord pointing out that it's not all about food. The real food is contemplating God. That's where we find our greatest fulfillment. Luke 11, we have our Lord being a little bit more, I would say, forward and giving out to the Pharisees that have invited him to sup, when he says that, you know, too concerned about outward appearances, too concerned about rules and regulations, looking after the outside man and forgetting about the inner man. So our Lord pointing that out. And then we come to Luke 14, which is Sunday's Gospel, and our Lord saying that everybody should be invited to the table. You shouldn't be inviting those who you expect reward from. You should be inviting everybody to the table. Luke 19, we have Zacchaeus, and it's interesting, in the case of Zacchaeus, get down from the tree, Zacchaeus, our Lord invites himself along to Zacchaeus's house. He said, come on, Zacchaeus, we'll go along and we'll sup in your house today. And then we have this beautiful, the passage, Luke 22, the Last Supper. And this is a meal, the first example of a meal that our Lord organizes himself. And he invites people to come to this banquet, to this supper. After the resurrection, we have the road to Emmaus. They recognize our Lord at the breaking of bread as they sit down and have a meal with him. And then finally in Luke 24, when our Lord appears, they think they see a ghost. And the Lord then asks for fish, asks to have some breakfast and dine with them. So to share our table with the marginalized, this is a strong message from this Sunday's Gospel. And the early Christian community still didn't get this. We have it in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, St. Paul talking. For when you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers. As a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk. Do you despise the church of God by humiliating those who have nothing? So St. Paul pointed out that even in the early church, there was this separation between the haves and the have-nots. And St. Paul saying, this is not on. You can't be excluding people from your own private suppers. All Christians must be together. But set aside from this practical call that we have in Sunday's gospel to be radically charitable to those on the margins, those in need, the ironic thing is that we too are the marginalized and the needy. We as Christians today are on the margins of society, and so we are in need of each other. Rich or poor, position or none, able-bodied or disabled, young or old, we are all in need of each other and ultimately in need of our Saviour. And so the question is, where do we get this need fully satisfied? What place can we gather as a Christian community under the protection of our Saviour? Well, we know the answer to that. The great feast, the great banquet, the great meal that Jesus invites us to. As in Luke 22, he invites the 12, he invites us every day to the Mass. We say in prayer before we pray the divine office, if we're before the Blessed Sacrament, we pray, O sacred banquet in which Christ is received. We call the Mass the sacred banquet in which Christ is received.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. So at Mass, we are the needy, having been invited by our host to share in this sacred meal. We look around look around your churches this Sunday, and you'll see how diverse a congregation can be, all different backgrounds, and yet we all stand equal before God. We have been starved of truth, crippled under the burden that secular society places on us. We're impoverished to the attacks on our spirit by the path this New Ireland has taken. And so we come to our churches, the door of our church, marginalized and in need, not waiting to be asked in, because we know that our host will always welcome us. So at what a sacred banquet it is, what precious food is served at that banquet that feeds us and fills us for the week ahead. Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful.
You've been listening to Sunday Reflections on Gripped.